You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atik Amudbhati, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week, I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I'm your host, Atik Amudbhati. Now, my guest is smiling at me. That's why I'm just so happy and I start laughing. Hey, these things happen. So I'm really, really excited today to welcome today's guest, Renata Gábor, to the show. Renata is a homeopath. She graduated in 2023 from the College of Practical Homeopathy in the UK. Woohoo! She's actually based in London, but originally from the UK. So, Renata, it's so nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for your invite. I'm really grateful. It's really exciting.
No problem at all. The honor is all mine. So, hey, you graduated in 2023 from the College of Practical Homeopathy. And I know Ellen Kramer and I know Som Jandu very, very well indeed. How was that time?
I was a massage therapist before, a clinical massage practitioner, and it was lockdown. So I originally met Ellen because I had a Graves' disease. I was diagnosed in 2018 with Graves' disease. And I had her number from a friend of mine, and it was sitting in my wallet for a long time. So my friend of mine said, if you ever get a health issue, call them, they are really good, and they will help. And in 2018, I was struggling. So I decided to contact Ellen. She was my first homeopath. And halfway through my healing journey, I decided to study homeopathy.
Wonderful, isn't it? That's so nice, you know. So you were doing the clinical, you were a clinical massage therapist as well at that time, right? And then you decided to obviously take on homeopathy.
How was that?
It's difficult sometimes, isn't it, to balance when you're a bit sort of when you finished, you know, the regular education and you're going to work, and it's hard sometimes to go back, isn't it? But
it was also during the lockdown. So I started my own healing journey before the lockdown, a few months before, and then lockdown happened. So we had to stop working and it was very stressful. It was also stressful for my healing journey because I was very focused and very dedicated. During this time, I decided I go for it. And it changed my life because when I was diagnosed with thyroid condition, I didn't know how. I just knew I can heal it naturally, and I decided I do anything I can to fix this or to learn what happened, because it was quite frightening, that's how I got into it.
It's so nice. It's such a wonderful story. How was your experience? It seems to have come at the right time, because lockdown was quite challenging for us. First time ever that in most of us around the world, certainly for countries that did go into lockdown, it was the first time that we were really stuck, you know, as in, what are we going to do? What if, God forbid, we get COVID? And then it was being stuck at home. And what do you do every single day? It's fun when you're at work and you think about home. Oh, I wish I was home for a week. But when you're stuck there for 3 months, it's a whole different thing, isn't it?
It was. But it was a big inner journey for me. It was a big inner discovery. You know, my life changed completely from, it turned around as soon as I started the healing and then my studies. And at that time, all of us were really excited. We were even more excited about homeopathy because everyone was talking about health and health issues. So it was the best time to learn more.
Yeah, I agree with you. It certainly was the best time.
Yeah.
So you graduated, of course, like you've said, in 2023. But hey, before I actually go on, I was just going to ask you, so your condition, you're all healthy now, everything is fine, you're happy?
Yes. Well, when you say you cured something, it's quite relative. I feel like I'm cured from the grave disease, but what does that mean? Obviously, I'm you only using natural and homeopathic ways for my health, and I feel fantastic. I'm pathology free, so I'm clinically condition free. But when someone have a thyroid condition, even if you don't have the pathology anymore, it's always part of yourself. So you develop this disease. Usually it has a long history from childhood, and healing never ends. You can take healing as far as you wish. And I'm still on my journey like everyone else.
You're so true. Everybody is on a journey. And we all have health problems. Of course we do. That's part of the human experience. Yeah. If I don't think I've ever met anyone who said I'm not ill, because it just can't happen that way.
Well,
there's always something.
There's always something.
So it's quite interesting because you mentioned homeopathy, but I know that we got in touch originally because of the Colin Griffith episodes, I believe, right?
Yeah.
To do with astrology and homeopathy and his new Materia Medica. And we did a three-part with Colin on the Homeopathy Health Show. So the listeners should tune in. Actually, I would remind you that the show is not just on the podcast apps. It's also on YouTube. You can just go to like_treats_like. And or just type in my name, actually, or the Homeopathy Health Show, and you'll find them there for those who find it easier to use YouTube. But also do follow me on my Instagram, where you'll find all the behind the scenes footage, exclusives, and so much more. So that's like_treats_like again on Instagram, or just type in my name again. But hey, that moves me on to talking about Colin, to astrology itself. And I know that you have this keen interest. And back in January, late January, there was this fantastic phenomena of seven planets lining up.
Yes.
Did you manage to see it?
Yes, I saw it from my window. I'm not sure if it's still all the seven planets, but I saw it from my window yesterday.
I was in Hampshire last night, very late, about 11 o'clock, and I saw Mars. It's still visible. And this is a few weeks after, you know? So it's absolutely phenomenal. And wow, what a sight. It's so beautiful, yeah. Isn't it? And then it's, you've got all the stars. It's actually quite funny because you're sitting with your lights on, which look like stars anyway. So, hey, it's a good conversation.
meant to be, yes. And if you are sensitive for the energies, you can feel it. I certainly feel it. It's very powerful.
Hmm.
I was talking to a few of my patients on Monday, and actually many of them had intensified symptoms, and I felt it too. I was dizzy, and I'm not dizzy very often, so I was really surprised. So if you are a sensitive type, you will feel it.
You know what I absolutely love, Renata, is looking at the moon. It's so peaceful. The glow, the beauty. I mean, it's so, so nice, you know. Just, I mean, we can't obviously look at the sun because that's the end of that, right? But so at least we have the moon to look at, and it's just so nice. But to see planets around it, or certainly in a formation, it's just one of the best things to see, isn't it? Because there's so much going on, and we just sometimes need time to appreciate that, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely, especially today, these days, yes.
Yeah. So do tell me about your interest in astrology. What fascinates you about astrology?
I'm interested in astrology since I was 9 years old. And it's because since I was a child, I always wanted to solve problems. So if I had any problems, I wanted to find solutions. And somehow astrology, I just found information in books and magazines, and I just wanted to learn more to solve problems. And yes, so since I'm nine, I'm studying astrology. I'm not a professional astrologer, but I'm following the links deeper and deeper and deeper. And sometimes I can relate it to homeopathy. Of course, it's not absolutely not a necessity to become a homeopath, but it's a really good observation tool. And it happened to me a few times when I was stuck with some cases. And you know, when you know the remedy, you analyze the case well enough, and you just know that you tried all the remedies that could work, and the case is just not improving, or maybe there is the symptoms going worse. And then and that's when I started to look into a few patients' transits, personal astrological transits, and that's when I could find out things like, that's why it's going backwards, or that's why it's not the right time for healing, or for this person. Oh, this is a really good time for healing for this person. Mm. So it's fascinating.
It means it's a lot of work as well, isn't it, to know?
Yes.
A lot of work in the background.
Yes, because, yes, it's not about star signs. It's much deeper. It's all about following and understanding big planets that has effect on your life long term, like certain planets like Uranus or Pluto or Saturn. Some of them are really karmic. And sometimes we deal with karmic illnesses.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we know that, and you know, we've all seen the wolves howling at the moon, right? But in reality, people do get affected by lunar, you know, by the moonlight. And so personally speaking, I get affected in a very positive way because it brings me great calm inside. I feel very tranquil, and I could just be looking at the moon for hours, you know?
So you have good effect from the moon.
Yeah.
Some people have the opposite. Some people are really triggered by the moon and the full moon.
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, in astrology, moon represents the mother. So the way the moon affects you, especially when it moves from one sign to another, some of them really affects you personally. And if you have unresolved mother issues, then you can really work on it by observing the moon.
So how do you integrate your passion and desire and knowledge with astrology to clinical practice in homeopathy? So, you know, how do you... What's the way of working? I'm just thinking of those listening and they're thinking, well, how would it work? So an example without names, you know, how would you sort of go through that process?
Yes, I strictly follow the way I originally studied homeopathy because I'm really grateful for the way I studied it. I'm a practical homeopath and I absolutely love the modules we had at school. And I would say I stick to them 80% of the time. And then 10-20% of the time, I use my own style and my own passion, as you said, astrology or just digging deeper. Sometimes I use intuition. Like the other day, I had someone with the Lyme disease history, and she was very interested in homeopathy, and she was trying to look for solutions herself online. And I intuitively came up with a therapeutic remedy, and it ended up being one of the main remedy for Lyme disease. So sometimes we have to listen to our intuition.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, what remedy out of interest was it?
It was Lac Caninum.
Oh, I love them. I love those remedies, you know. The Lac remedies are just amazing. I've just done a series on my Instagram about them as well, you know. They're so deep and they're so needed. And it's like, you know, in the, just as a conversation, but you know, sometimes you're led to NAPM or Erignacia or Aurum, but the Lac remedies are just so much more, aren't they? You know?
Yes, definitely.
You know, for emotional distress and children's ailments and feeling detached and everything else that goes with that. Yeah.
Definitely. And as I said, astrology, I mean, I use astrology when I feel really stuck with a case. I really wish to go deeper because I feel there is something deep and I just want to learn more. Of course, I have to know my patient's personal chart. I have to read the patient if they are into astrology, if I think I can share things with them, or maybe they are not open, so then I don't even start. It really depends, but I try to mix it up.
Nice. So how do you go about that? It'd be very interesting just to know. What do you do? What do you refer to, books or?
I have a few links. So there are a few really useful links. I don't know if you want me to say the name of the.
we can share them on the social media, certainly.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I will send it to you. I use a couple of links. So when the way we studied homeopathy, we like to obviously prescribe on etiology and look at the root cause of the disease. And when I treat someone with a chronic condition, I usually have to check what happened in their life, the first time they developed the symptoms, what was going on in their personal life or work life, what type of stressors they had. And when I start treating them using my usual methods, going through every step by step, which is a very good structure. I really, again, once again, I love my school methods, but I sometimes treat a patient for a year or 2 years because now I have ongoing cases for a long time. Sometimes I get stuck and I just don't understand. So, and sometimes the case is going backwards and I'm thinking, why? How? They were on all the best remedies possible. And all I tried all potencies and still going backwards. And actually, have you heard about retrogrades, planetary retrogrades?
Oh, do to share.
So planetary retrograde is when, as far as I know, it's when planets start to move opposite direction inside the ring.
Right.
So it changes the direction. Mm. So when it happens, usually things going backwards. Things can get delayed or things worsen or get canceled or you can have an accident. So even with the health, you can actually have an aggravation. You can go backwards with the progress. And sometimes, I'm not saying it's always the case, but out of curiosity, sometimes I check the personal chart. And I did find sometimes being planetary position being an obstacle to cure. And
interesting.
In a way, because even astrologers, professional astrologers these days, they say that the consciousness of the humanity is shifting so much these days, we can now go beyond the effect of the planet. So we can actually have the free will and go beyond their effect on our life. But you have to actually consciously focus on it and consciously changing your life for the better, you know. So people who are aware of it, with them it's easier to work, or I don't need to check the check these aspects, sorry. Mm. But then there are planets like Saturn or Pluto. They have long transits. Saturn can stay in a house for like 2 years. Pluto can stay in a house for 14 years.
Wow.
And Pluto actually, apparently, is all about the evolution of the soul. It's right. A very, very karmic planet. And you won't get all the degree affecting you in a lifetime, you know. And some people, they will never have Pluto in the sixth house, let's say. Sixth house is all about health and work. And if Pluto is in your sixth house in a lifetime, that will be very challenging on your health. And it will be a very long-term issue. So I love looking at Pluto transit.
It's interesting because, you know, we need to know and we need to appreciate that planets obviously carry an incredible amount of energy.
Yeah.
And we've spoken about the moon, and I'm sure that people listening would know that there are people that are affected by the moon. So if they're affected by the moon, why can they not be affected by planets which are not necessarily, you know, we're not necessarily able to see, because the energy is still there, yeah. Isn't it? It's just like saying you live next to a power station and you can be affected by it, by the energy. You can do. And you may not know where that energy is coming from, or you may not be able to see it, but it doesn't mean you're not affected, right?
Yes.
And distance and time doesn't have any meaning anymore, does it? Because of the you know, we look at quantum theory. So, yes. You know, everything is now possible and everything, you know, is more understandable.
Yes, definitely. And I think when you use homeopathy long-term, you automatically become more sensitive for external impressions.
Yeah.
Because it comes with homeopathy. We're meant to unsuppress our feelings and emotions and symptoms, and we will be more tuning into all sorts of things. So we will be tuning into the planets too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And January was that time, isn't it? Because it really did attract people to see that phenomena in itself, you know? So it really, really interesting itself. You know, you've also mentioned when we were talking earlier about astrology and how it shows the challenges of the collective at times, and then some of the remedies can are more prevalent at that time, depending on the cycles. Do share that. That's very, very interesting indeed.
You know, it's very early years of my practice, so I don't want to say things that I'm not fully sure about, but I definitely have remedies that come up in my mind at certain times, periods of times. Like recently, I had umbilical cord and causticum a lot on my head, and I was seeing it in a lot of people, the way people behave. You know, you straight away you think of a remedy and everyone start to act this way.
Yeah.
And the letting go is a big thing now, the letting go. And yes, so I try to listen to my intuition, but still strictly follow the way I studied case analysis, which is fantastic method. But yeah, I try to listen to my intuition when I feel I have to.
You know, what you've said is so correct, because you find a patient comes and it's a certain remedy, but then you find other patients who need the same remedy. And that's not us homeopaths thinking, though it has to be that again. It's just the way it works. Sometimes you get three or four patients in the week with nearly, as far as pathology is concerned, you know, nearly the same presenting pathology, right? And only the psyche is, or the mind needs to be addressed. But the remedies always seem to point back so nicely, don't they?
Yes, there is no doubt. Even when I was a massage therapist, you know, I would have a day and suddenly everyone comes with sciatica. And I'm thinking, well, how come everyone have sciatica today? So,
yeah. It happens.
And then you try to figure out, what is this? Is it the planets? Is it me attracting them because of my frequency? You just, yeah, I never stop being curious.
Yeah. No, it's a lifelong process of studying now, you know, like it or not. But it's amazing, isn't it, how it changes us as well, and then how we start to observe things, right? Mm-hmm. I think if I was not a homeopath, I would not be so in tune with appreciating the moon and the planets and nature itself, you know? You have to be in a certain... I'm not saying it's just homeopathy, so many different professions, of course, but there are those professions where that's what is required, isn't it? It just makes you more, what's the word? It opens you up, doesn't it, to that type of energy.
Oh, yes. Holistic health.
Yeah.
Astrology is actually part of holistic healing. You know, some people are into astrology reading and then they take what they need to take from it. It's part of it. We need to understand life and why things are the way they are. And it's the same with our disease and illnesses. It's all about we wanting to know why, how I developed the disease and how did I get to this state.
It's amazing, isn't it? So do tell me what else do you do? Because I know that you started invited to some classes where you're holding classes. Is that right?
No, I have a few work locations at the moment, but once a week I collaborate with the gym in St. John's Wood, and it's a very interesting opportunity because I have never worked at a gym with homeopathy before. I don't think anybody offered homeopathy at a gym, and they are really lovely people, very open, very into holistic healing, and they're trying to really promote me, and I have taken a few personal trainers' cases because they wanted to know what I offer and what homeopathy is like. And so I've taken their cases. I started to treat them so they can recommend me to their clients and explain the benefits of homeopathy. Mm. I made the first aid kit for the staff members so they can try it for acute, not only injuries, but acute anything. And it's incredible. And yeah, they are really, really into it, which is very rare.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's also rare to be invited to a gym as a homeopath. That's the first time I've heard that, you know. That's wonderful, I think. And who knows where that's going to lead?
Yes, I mean, you know, because I'm still a massage therapist part-time, I think 80% of my job now is homeopathy. I still do massages, and I had a few old regular clients turned up with a really bad major injury. And when I combine massage with homeopathy, I mean, the results are incredible. And not enough of people know about this option, but I have seen really big injuries, and we shifted it very quickly.
By combining the two, yes?
Yes.
That's quite interesting. I was actually going to ask you the role of being a massage practitioner and homeopathy, but they do go hand in hand, right? Especially when it's, well, let's take an example of back pain. I mean, it can be helpful.
It's not only back pain. I actually had someone with a very flared up, swollen knee. And he said, I was told that I can have a knee replacement and there is nothing else can be done. I have to go for a few £1,000 cost knee replacement. And I said, okay, let me try and help you. He was my regular already, lovely man. I said, let me try. So I prescribed him acutely first. And actually, it worked very well. I was surprised because looking at his constitution, he didn't look like he would respond so well. And he did. So I said, okay, it's easy to work with him. I said, can I please take your chronic case for the knee? Because I think I can help. And we did it. And it turned out he was just so toxic. He had so much level of toxicity. He needed a detox. And within 3 months, his knee was fine. Like, I would say 80, 90% perfect. We are still doing it. It will be a long case, but it's not the first time that I have seen major injuries and incredible results. I just wish more people try this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was going to ask you about trust, intuition. It's so, so important, isn't it? And knowing ourselves, how we connect. So many people are so desperate to find themselves, to find who am I, you know, what am I? And that connection that's needed. And we're going through this change. I know when I spoke to Colin, he said we're on the cusp of the age of Aquarius. And the Piscean age has gone. I'm Pisces, by the way. Woohoo! So it's moving on and things will change. New developments will happen. And it's also a time of, you know, great openness, you know, wanting an openness. But it's so important to listen to your body, right? It's so important. You know, I found, and I'm sure it's the same for you, if you go for a walk, you can go with somebody or you can go alone. But if you go for a walk on your own, let's say, you always think about things in a different way. It's, isn't it amazing? And that stress sort of goes because you're starting to think and you're working on decisions and you're working on outcomes. And if you're going with somebody, the discussion is very different. It's not a discussion about, oh, we have to do this and we have to do that. It just naturally happens that you start to talk about things which are, let's say, more important. You know, things, and I mean that in the sense of about yourselves and about just moving forward in life, right? It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, the last few years, obviously, I connected to very different people as well. My mindset completely changed. My view on life completely changed. I got completely detached from my past worries. And I just looking at what's important and what is a waste of energy.
You know, there's a lot of big drive on social media now. Well, it depends on, you know, what the algorithm picks up. But certainly there's a lot about the universe, about creation, about planets, about finding peace and calm, meditation, recognizing the creator, helping others, and not worrying about the future because it hasn't happened. So there's no point worrying about it because otherwise it's just technically you could say, no matter how advanced one is, it's just conjecture, isn't it? Because it's just like, well, it hasn't even happened and it may not. So what's the point of thinking about it? And I'm talking about this this is not planning. Planning is different. I'm talking about the fears that we all carry with us, you know, about, oh, this might happen or that might, but it may never do. And usually it doesn't.
Yes, I think we are right now in the time of overcoming fear. That's the collective lesson at the moment, and you can just feel it left, right, center. Yeah. Everyone is struggling with letting go of fear.
Yeah, it's so bad, isn't it?
Yes, it's very interesting observing it in practice because you meet with all different people and we often come back to the same thing, let go of fear. And trust the process. Because also regarding health, many people need proofs and, you know, data and information, but sometimes we just have to trust the process and the right people will come to you, the right, you meet patients when you're meant to meet them.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And there's a time for everything. It's just like saying that you could try the best treatments in the world, but sometimes you have to end up in a remote village with someone who's known as a healer to heal you, isn't it? And that happens. That's real life. That's not just wishful thinking. Those things happen thousands of times a day. People travel countries, continents, you know, to find that somebody. And sometimes it's they're attracted, aren't they? They're drawn towards that. But you have to be in a certain state as well. You know, you have to, your body, your soul has to ask for that help. Genuinely ask for that help.
But I think you also need to have certain triggers because if you don't get enough of triggers, nothing will move you forward. So sometimes if people need to reach certain level of stress, certain level of trauma to finally say, okay, I just try this. I just need to try something and move on. And yes. I mean, I don't know in homeopathy because actually I'm nearly doing the opposite these days. I'm nearly trying to explain people the best I can what to expect, how it will go, why. And then the more I try it, the more I realize actually I'm acting out of fear because I worry if they won't understand and they won't trust. And then I try to step back and just observe and just, speak less, explain less and let them do what they decide.
Hey, you know what I found nowadays? I find I'm observing a lot more than I used to be. I love to observe now and it's a really good thing. You pick up so many things and you said something very important, which is speak less. It works so well, doesn't it? Just observe because then I found personally, you observe enough, the answers just, they appear more clearly than if you're very, more forthcoming, let's say, if you just step back and observe, the answers come to you and you actually don't have to do anything. You don't have to fight for it or feel you're challenging, you know, yourself to get to that point, or your thought processes, or I wonder if it's this, I wonder. But if you step back and you're calm, it just happens and your brain works, your mind tells very you what, what's going on, yeah?
Yes, very, very true. It's the same with follow-ups. Like sometimes you treat someone with, you think it's something simple, and then the patient wouldn't drop out, maybe because they are busy with life or they're not sure. And sometimes I would think, oh, I want to tell them, let's continue. It's a very good case. I can really help. But then I'm starting to realize now, just step back, wait, and they return when it's time.
Yeah. And they usually do.
Yes.
Yeah, they usually do.
They usually do.
Yeah.
On their own time.
Yeah. And then it time's usually the right for them then, isn't it? Because then they're focused. Their thought process is tuned in. And that's so important as well, anyhow. Yeah?
Yes, it's very important. It's true.
Wonderful. Tell me, what are you up to for the rest of this year after March? What are you doing? Any plans or just doing what you're doing at the moment? When are you producing a book?
Book, I wish. I would need some confidence and time and experience, of course. I try not to rush, you know. I used to be a very ambitious person. Still, I'm really ambitious, but I know it's not the way. In homeopathy, it's not the way. So actually, things are going quite well. I love what I do, and I have enough of, you know, work, and I'm trying to make time for myself. As you said, let go of fear of the future, and just make time for myself. Yes, and because of my thyroid history, my autoimmune condition really talked me. I can only do as much. After certain level of work, I need to slow down. And basically, I have to learn to go with my own pace. But we always get as much as we are able to handle. So yes, I have a few plans for the year. I'm actually planning to work at another location.
Oh, good.
But maybe I will wait and see.
It'll happen when it's going to happen.
It will happen. Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful.
I think for me, I have to slow down.
I think that's everybody, isn't it? I mean, life is too fast, isn't it? Too fast. It's hard to keep up, isn't it, actually, sometimes?
It's hard to keep up. I just really wish to explore more about treating injuries with homeopathy.
Mm.
As much as I wanted to stop massage therapy, because I thought, okay, now I'm a homeopath. I love it. I don't want to massage anyone anymore. I actually really wish to explore treating injuries deeper.
Well, maybe that's your calling then. You know, I think it's probably going to end up like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
I dream. Yes.
Good. And may it happen.
Let's see.
It's been, Renata, it's been wonderful speaking to you. We're at the end of this episode of the Homeopathy Health Show, and really big honor that you came on, and thank you so much, and hopefully we can talk some more soon.
Thank you very much for your invite, and yes, I hope I speak to you again.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike, and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @like_treatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet, or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.